A recent report from the Delaware State Housing Authority showed a decline in low-income renters in the state, likely due to renters leaving the state or sharing housing to be able to afford a place to stay. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez spoke to a newly formed group of renters and advocates working to address the challenges renters in the state are facing.
Neighborhoods are under attack! Renters stand up and fight back!
Neighborhoods are under attack!
A group of 15 people recently joined the Homes Campaign for a conversation on how to create change for renters in Delaware. Cheyenne Miller, the group's co-coordinator, led a discussion on the glaring issue of displacement caused by the steep rise in rental and housing costs.
In Delaware, there is displacement happening. In other words, gentrification is real and it is happening. They told us that there's an influx of wealthier households in New Castle County. Between 2010 and 2020, renters earning more than $100,000 increased by 8%.
Wilmington resident Tish Coleman said many face issues due to problems left by previous tenants, things like unpaid utility bills.
I moved into my new house, this new house that I was living in, and the reason I had to move is because that landlord had a $16,000 water bill. The city came out and turned my water off, knowing that I'm a tenant in the property.
Many in the group are advocating for government action like rental stabilization and are planning protests in Washington. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.